The sword blade slid through the bars, prodding the captive.
You saw what I did to those creatures earlier on. Keep lying to me and it could happen to you.
The old squirrel's eyes opened and glared scornfully at the great rat.
If you think that'd do you any good, you're a bigger fool than I took you to be. I've told you, I know nothing about Redwall.
The sword blade thrust harder at the squirrel's back.
There are ways of making you talk. Far slower and more painful than drowning. Has that notion penetrated your thick skull?
Then try them and see how far it gets you, vermin.
Damag knew his captive spoke the truth. The old squirrel would die out of pure spite and stubbornness rather than talk. Consoling his rising temper, the first blade withdrew his sword.
A tough nut, eh? Well, we'll see. After you've been lying there a day or two, watching the cool, fresh stream water flowing by and sniffing the food in our campfires, I'll come and have another word with you. Hunger and thirst are the greatest persuaders of all.
In a circle around a fire on the stream bank, the rat-marked captain squatted, subdued by the memory of Damog's horrible executions, but eager to know more of the big abbey, whose wall was weakened to the point where it looked like falling. Wrinkles sat with them, although he would not say anything until Damog allowed him to. Damog Warfang strolled into the firelight, flame and shadow adding to his barbarous appearance, red-painted features and glittering armour surmounted by a brass helmet that had a grinning skull fixed to its spike. Gathering his long, swirling black cloak about him, he sat down, eyes flicking from side to side.
3 days! Just 3 more days, then we march to take the greatest prize any rapscallion ever dreamed of. The Abbey of Redwall.
Beating their spear butts against the ground, the rapmarks growled their approval until a glance from the first blade silenced them.
In 3 days' time, every rapscallion will be rested, well-fed, fully armed, painted for war, and ready to do battle. You are my rapmarks. This is your responsibility. If there is any more desertion or mutiny in this army, one soldier unfit or unwilling to fight and die for his first blade, then I will look to you. You saw what happened to Borum and Vendace today. They were once officers too. Let me tell you, they got off lightly. Should I have to make any more examples, you will all see what I mean. Remember, 3 days.
Damag swept off to his tent, leaving behind a circle of captains, staring in silence at the ground.